This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. The D-A-L-I. So, how many of you guys bought an SUV years ago? Remember when the SUVs came out? Well, SUVs technically have been around longer than we think. Remember the Chevy Blazer? Was it the Blazer in the 80s? I'm trying to remember. There were some cool cars in the 80s, and I don't know if we actually called them sports utility vehicles, but SUVs have kind of been around longer than we think. But they got really, really popular in the 90s and the 2000s. Really popular. And I had an SUV. No, it wasn't a Ford Explorer. I forget what we had. It was dark green. It was a Ford. And it had those tires that were recalled. So we had a blowout on a highway with our kid in the car. It was dangerous. Not because of the SUV, but because of the tire. Were they Firestone tires? I forget. It wasn't a 4Runner. It wasn't anything fancy like that. It was a Mountaineer. We had a Mountaineer. And I loved having the SUV. And I tell you why. Because our friends had a minivan. And we did the minivan thing for a little while. And what was nice about minivans is you could throw the kid in without bending down. You know, when you're a young parent, you could bend down and put the kid in the car and the car seat and all that. But then, after having a couple kids and having some back pain and hemorrhoid issues and all the other stuff we were having, it was easier to throw the kid into the car, you know, at your standing height. So a minivan was great. You just had to bend a little bit to watch your head, and you could buckle the kid in, tell the kid to shut up, and then close the door. And the doors were soundproof. Remember, the kid's like, wah! Then it kind of closes up. Wah! Like, oh, I don't hear him anymore. Then you open the door. Wah! So it was interesting. The problem is Corey and I were in our early 30s. We were not ready to drive around in a Partridge Family bus. We were ready for a mommy mobile. We just didn't want that. So we changed our minivan to an SUV. SUVs were damn cool looking. They were gas guzzlers. But we didn't care because we had kids. We needed a lot of storage for their strollers and their playpens and their pack and play and their bottles and their diapers and their toy ties and all the other stuff, okay? You know, because they were babies. So it was like, all right, we'll throw all the crap in the back of the SUV. And then on top of that, you always have grandma. Well, grandma wants to come. All right, throw her in the back of the SUV, too. So, it was big enough for whatever you needed to do with as little stress as possible, right? The problem is, the environmentalists didn't like it. The environmentalists said, whoa, 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 whoa. Look at your carbon footprint. And we all stopped and we're like, what, did we step in something? What did we do? And the SUVs were considered a no-no. And then, as people were getting more green, and then Obama got elected. We're like, all right, well, how do we fit in? And we got rid of our SUV. One, we didn't have the money to fill it up with gas. And so we got smaller cars, and, you know, we tried to be a little bit more greener, and we tried to save some money. And our kids were older, so we didn't have to bend. Now we can make them do the bending if we have to. And hopefully my boys don't get anybody pregnant, so we don't have any new babies. So, but now we got some news. They say if you want a car that's going to last over 200,000 miles, you better stick to a full-size SUV. They say vehicles most likely to reach over 200,000 miles by a study called iccars.com, which looked at 13.5 million used vehicles sold last year, from 1981 to 2017 models found the SUVs, the full-size SUVs, to outlast these other cars. They said more Toyota Sequoias lasted 200,000 miles than any other model, with some reaching 6.6%, or some 6.6% reaching the mark. The big SUV, Sequoia, was followed by two others, Ford Expedition and Chevy Suburban. They say these large SUVs feature body-on-frame construction, which means they're built like trucks and thus have truck-like durability. These vehicles can also be easier to repair than smaller SUVs, which can contribute to their longevity. They say the downside is that body-on-frame vehicles can get poor gas mileage. Why? Because they're heavier. My friend has a Toyota Sequoia. It's a big, huge car. I hate parking near him because it's like, I he barely fits into the parking place. Yeah, I'm trying to squeeze my, I have a used Lexus. It's nice. I got it used. I got like, it had like only 10,000 miles on it, so we got it for a great price. But I can't fit next to the Sequoia. So the top vehicles with more than 200,000 miles are the Toyota Sequoia, the Ford Expedition, the Chevy Suburban, the Toyota 4Runner, the GMC Yukon XL, this has been reported by USA Today, the Chevy Tahoe, the GMC Yukon, the Toyota Tacoma, the Toyota Avalon, and the Honda Odyssey. Every model on the list is a large SUV until you hit 8th place, and the Toyota Tacoma is a mid-sized pickup, and Toyota's Avalon is a sedan. So why else? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because full-size SUVs usually are kind of used, they say, for limousine operations where massive mileage totals are racked up in a relatively short period. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe because they're used more for work rather than families. So they get used more, which is why we see them hit more miles. I don't know. But I always remember growing up that Toyota was one of the strongest when it came to car makers. A lot of quality, a lot of durability. Apparently, one Toyota owner says his Tundra pickup clocked 1 million miles. And the Sequoia is built on the same platform. So that's some pretty impressive stuff. Yes, we want to be more green. And even though we want to save money in gas, I don't think anybody wants to buy a new car anytime soon. And so if you got a car that can last over 200,000 miles, that may be a better buy overall. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Facebook is back in the news, as usual, as we're being told that a bug is to blame for why copies of videos that were supposedly deleted by us users were still in existence. Social Network was recently caught storing videos that users had recorded but never posted on the platform. Facebook today apologized for the issue and promised that it would permanently delete the video content in question. It also confirmed the deleted content was never publicly shared, although it remains unclear whether Facebook used the footage in any other way. And they blame that it was a bug in the system. The apology came as Facebook battles a privacy scandal over the harvesting of personal data on 50 million users used by a political firm linked to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. A Facebook spokesperson said, "We investigated a report that some people were seeing their old draft videos when they accessed their information from our Download Your Information tool. We discovered a bug that prevented draft videos from being deleted. We are deleting them and apologize for the inconvenience." The company did not address how widespread the issue was and did not reveal whether there is a way to make sure the videos have been removed. So I guess this issue emerged when thousands of users began downloading their personal data from the site amid the Cambridge Analytical data scandal. The documents include personal call records, text messages, as well as your location each time you log into the site. Now, some of you guys have been asking me what really is this whole scandal and how did it, you know, affect the election and all that. I'm still learning myself. But at the center of this was Cambridge Analytica. And I guess it's a communication firm. They got offices in London, New York, Washington, Brazil, Malaysia. They're a big, big company. And it boasts that they could find your voters and move them to action because they have data-driven campaigns. And they have data scientists and behavioral psychologists that will look over your social media behavior and then target you. And this is something they brag about. They claim within the United States alone, we have played a pivotal role in winning presidential races, as well as congressional state elections, with data on more than 230 million American voters. That's what Cambridge Analytica claims on its website. And the company profited from a feature that meant apps could ask for permission to access your own data, as well as the data of all your Facebook buddies. This meant that the company was able to mine the information of 55 million Facebook users, even though only 270,000 people gave them permission to do so. Why? Because you gave permission that they could look at your friend's stuff. So if you have a buddy who's a doofus that says, yeah, go ahead, you can access my information, you, unfortunately, now will have your post looked at, even though you didn't give permission. So, this was designed to help them create software that could predict and influence voters' choices at the ballot box. They have suspended the chief executive, Alexander Nix, who got nixed, after recordings emerged of him making a series of controversial claims, including boasts that Cambridge Analytica had a pivotal role in the election of Donald Trump. This information is said to have been used to help the Brexit campaign in the UK. So, last Wednesday, users digging into this new feature complained that the Facebook social media giant had kept hold of videos they thought had been deleted. So what we used to do is post clips of ourselves on the walls of our Facebook friends or whatever. And sometimes we would record several takes. So the most embarrassing ones we would delete. Well, nope, they're still there. One Twitter user claimed that Facebook had been saving videos their friends recorded but never posted on their wall too. If you've downloaded an archive of your Facebook data, the videos are easy to find. Apparently, there's these zip files under the video tabs. Now, for some people, they can't stand deleting something and then go, you know what, I wish I had that. You know, a lot of us, if we want to look back at pictures of us with our kids, we might have deleted a photo because we didn't like how we looked. But I would give anything to find me, even if I was pregnant, you know, holding my kid, to see a picture like that, you know. So I could see how some people may have regret and want to go back. But I don't like anybody holding on to our information and then possibly selling it. So they're being told that there was a bug. Now, also in today's news, apparently people are being polled and asked about how they feel about Facebook. And one study has come out saying, look, if you take a 5-day break from Facebook, you could reduce your stress. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. New research says abstaining from the social media site lowers the amount of the stress hormone cortisol that people produce. The benefits may not be clear-cut. People reporting a reduced sense of well-being after not visiting the website for less than a week, with many people being happy to check in again. Researchers think that quitting Facebook enables people to escape an overload of information. However, it also cuts them off socially. So they write, our results suggest that the typical Facebook user may occasionally find the large amount of social information available taxing, and Facebook vacations could ameliorate the stress, at least in short term. Now, I think a lot of people are starting to back off from Facebook. I see a lot of my friends, I see my husband back off, because they just don't like their information being out there. Their pictures, their business. Now, me, I'm pretty open. You guys know when I go to the gynecologist. You guys know when I have a bowel movement. It's just something that I'm pretty, you know, open about. I really don't have any secrets from you guys. But there may be a day when I really don't want that information out there. I may want to lie to my boss saying I have diarrhea and take a day off. I've lied before, and that's usually the lie I give. If I ever want to get out of work, I say I have explosive diarrhea. Who's going to lie about that? Right? They're going to be like, you know what? You told me too much information. Just take off. See? No one's going to question it. No one's going to ask for proof of my explosive diarrhea. The problem is on Facebook, if my post from last night said this matzah is killing me, I haven't pooped in a week, and I probably won't poop till next week, then somebody could question it. You know, one thing that is really tough about Facebook, I have to say, is I feel like I get stalked on Facebook a lot, and not from people who listen to the show. It's from family members and friends, because I will get out of a event, or I will get out of something, and I will say, oh, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to bed. But then they could see that I posted 20 minutes later. They could see that I'm online. There's this little green dot. And you're like, really? And so you really don't have that much privacy. And so for those of you guys that have stayed away from the whole social media thing, I don't think you're missing much. I used to say you got to get connected. You want to stay current. You want to be able to be in touch with your family members. Why? Why? That's stressful. I got to be honest with you. I defriended some of my family. I just couldn't handle the stress. I felt better. I know my family members didn't like it, but defriending some of my family members was some of the best decisions I made. I love my family. I just didn't want to be Facebook friends with them. You know? So that's tough. So some people say, but look, I need to be on Facebook because that's where I get my news. You get your news on Facebook? What's wrong with that? Why is getting your news on Facebook a good idea? Facebook is a tainted way to get your news. So, yeah, it's nice to know if there's a shooting that will be on social media. Social media doesn't, but you can get alerts. You can get news alerts. You know, one thing that's very interesting is this whole thing with that Roseanne show. You know how Roseanne made a remake? I wish I had the music. Dun, 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 dun. I love the Roseanne theme song. I used to watch a Roseanne show. I thought it was hilarious. I used to watch it. I thought it was good. I love John Goodman. I thought all the actors. Laurie Metcalf has my same birthday. So I was a big fan of the show. I haven't watched the new one. But one thing that I found that was fascinating is Facebook has really, or not Facebook, Fox News has really promoted it. Apparently, Roseanne is one of the very few shows where they didn't bash Trump like everybody, all these other shows do, like Will and Grace. Will and Grace used to be one of my favorite shows years ago. Now, every time you watch it, they bash Mike Pence and Donald Trump, so you can't watch it anymore. I don't want to see politics. Well, apparently Roseanne was the first time where actually somebody defended the current administration. And Fox News turned around and promoted them. Roseanne had another encore. I still haven't seen it because I haven't had time. And apparently the ratings hit the roof. And one thing that I find really, really fascinating is Hollywood is always so liberal and so anti, you know, Republican and conservative that they think it's okay. And they promote that culture. And I wonder if what Fox News is doing could turn the tide a little bit. And people will say, wait a second, you get good ratings when you don't bash our current president. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fox. fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so funny.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Now it's Kevin Vassay. I love his voice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you're seeing this headline where nightmare bacteria cases are now spreading across the United States. See, this is a pretty scary headline. Nightmare bacteria. As opposed to a daydreaming bacteria, this is called a nightmare bacteria. And it's seen in 27 states, according to the CDC. And there are more than 220 cases. New or rare antibiotic-resistant genes, according to the CDC. Now, the CDC has warned us this was going to be coming. Okay, this is really no shock. This has kind of been we know that we have these super bugs. And we have bacteria that just won't do what they're told. And what do we tell bacteria to do in the medical community? We tell them to die. We're like, die, suckers! And then we give them, we blast them with an antibiotic, and we try to knock them out with one blow, and if it doesn't work, they grow progeny, and then they become superbugs. Fortunately, these nanobacteria are virtually untreatable and capable of spreading genes that make them impervious to most antibiotics, according to Scientific American. They say the nightmare bacteria is particularly deadly in the elderly and people with chronic illnesses, such as up to 50% of the resulting infections being fatal. That's according to Dr. Anne Shushat, the CDC's principal deputy director. Shushat said at a news conference that the CDC was working to get in front of them before they do become common. They say we have data showing an aggressive approach works to halt the spread of these new threats. They say 2 million of us Americans get sick from antibiotic-resistant bacteria every year. And how many die each year? 23,000. This is according to the CDC. Dr. Amesh Adjaja, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins University for Health Security, told Scientific American that the unusual genes discussed in the CDC report were truly the worst of the worst, hence making this an absolute nightmare. There are certain bacterial genes that are more worrisome than others, that are much harder to treat. These genes are lurking in American patients, and they are spreading in hospitals and healthcare facilities. They are lurking within us. These bugs are camping out and lurking. And here everybody is kissing each other and swapping spit and doing all these nasty things, and guy, you're giving each other some pretty, pretty bad bugs. So doctors are likening the spread of nightmare bacteria and other antibiotic-resistant germs to a wildfire, difficult to contain once it spreads wildly. And guys, we saw what happened with Ebola. Viruses can spread like wildfire. Don't underestimate a bacteria. Yes, bacteria take a little longer to grow. Bacteria are slower than viruses. Yeah, they are. But it can still spread like wildfire. So doctors want to extinguish the spark, according to Fox News, before any new or unusual types of these bacteria or germs have a chance to spread. We need to do more, and we need to do it faster and earlier with each new antibiotic resistance threat. All right. Are they getting ahead of it? How do you get ahead of something like this? You get a bladder infection. You're a guy or a girl. I don't care. Okay, I have pneumonia. Why don't we take a pneumonia? You get a pneumonia, and you go to the doctor, and you take a Z-Pak. Because you heard that Z-Paks handle community-acquired pneumonia. They do. They did pretty well in the late 90s, early 2000s. But boy, did people really overuse Z-Paks. They used it for bronchitis and sore throat and all sorts of stuff that they didn't have to. They self-treated their chlamydia and gonorrhea without telling anybody. And so Z-Paks are one of the most popularly prescribed antibiotics. Oh, I got a bronchitis, doctor. Do you? I'm looking at your lungs. You sound clear. Trust me, I'm coughing a new Z-Pak. Give them a Z-Pak and they treat their girlfriend's chlamydia. So we had a lot of overuse with the Z-Pak. Trust me. That happened. So you get a lung infection. You try a Z-Pak. Doesn't work. All right, well, let me take some Levaquin. Take some Levaquin. Doesn't work. Let me take some Augmentin. Doesn't work. You get scared. When your antibiotic doesn't work, you get scared. Now, one thing a lot of people do is they start feeling better, so they stop the antibiotic. They go, well, I got to save it. This antibiotic cost me $15. I paid $15 copay for this antibiotic. I'm going to save it. So they stop taking the antibiotic after a couple days because they feel better. So what do you think happens when you stop taking the antibiotic? The bacteria that almost died, that just need one more blow, go, whoa, 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 where's that next blow? Like, hey, Bob, you still there? Yeah, I'm still living. You still living? I'm living. Well, we're still living, gentlemen. Let's just get up. Let's make more babies. Sometimes you really need those blows. Now, the one thing I did as a doctor is rather than giving somebody a 7-day antibiotic, if I thought that they were going to try to save and skimp, and because I get it. What I did with them to make sure they would take their whole 7 days is I wrote them a 14-day antibiotic. I go, if you are that scared, you can't get the time off work, and you are that freaked out, as long as you promise me you don't take that second set of antibiotics unless I tell you to, I will give you a 14-day course so that you take your full 7 days and you don't have to worry because you'll have another 7 days and you're covered if you ever need it for an emergency. And that's what I did to try to help curb some of this antibiotic resistance. And I know some doctors would say, whoa, wait a second. You gave 14 days of antibiotics when they only needed 7. I only did that for the patients who I knew were going to try to save up and hoard and wouldn't take the full antibiotic. And that gave them the relief. Now, insurance companies used to pay. You could get a 14-day supply for the same price as a 7-day supply, but some insurance companies got smart to then go, no. We'll only pay for 7. But you know, that is something that you can do. I do not recommend that for everybody because I don't want you self-treating with an antibiotic when you don't need to. But we doctors and medical providers, we got to understand what's going on with our patients. We got to understand the landscape of the land. And people are saving up on their medicine. They save up on their eye drops. They save up. Because at 2 in the morning is when the poop hits the fan. When a woman has a bladder infection and she knows she has that bladder infection, it doesn't happen on the day she just happens to be coming in for a physical with her doctor. It happens at 2 in the morning when she's on vacation somewhere. And it hurts. And you want to treat that sucker fast. So you want to have some antibiotics on standby. So I'm okay with that as long as it's a patient who is educated on how to take the antibiotic. Copy? So then, what do we do when it comes to these quote-unquote nightmare bacteria? Well, how do antibiotics work? Well, some antibiotics work by permeating the cell wall. If you break through a bacteria's cell wall, you really mess up its defense mechanism. Some interfere with the way they replicate. There's a whole variety of different ways antibiotics affect bacteria, either maiming them or killing them. You have bacteria static and bactericidal. But these bugs are outsmarting antibiotics. So what we're going to be talking about after the break is how we need to go a whole nother route when it comes to bacteria. If we have learned since Sir Isaac Fleming, if we have learned since the 20s and 30s and 40s that bacteria will outsmart any single antibiotic that we come up with, then what we need to do is trip them up. And we need to go about this a completely different way. We need to freak them out. We also need to incite our immune system. Our immune system is a lot stronger than we think. It is designed to fight bacteria. Why aren't we using our immune system? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, about I believe, a year ago, there was a woman in Nevada, Reno, Nevada, where I went to medical school, who died of a bacterial infection that was incurable. Apparently, she had a femur fracture in her leg. She broke her leg while she was living in India, and she developed an infection. In the summer, she was seen in a hospital in Reno. A public health official stated that her Klebsiella pneumonia infection, which was part of this carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter family, took hold and was so resistant that the antibiotics that they couldn't kill it. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden used the term nightmare bacteria last year due to its dangerous drug resistance. The woman was in her 70s, was pan-resistant to every antibiotic tested, and unfortunately she died last September. Now, India has been known to be battling a lot of drug-resistant superbugs. CDC has been tracking these cases that they service in the U.S. And like we just talked about in the previous segment, 27 states have been reporting that they've been fighting this. So, back in 1928, that's when we had the birth of our antibiotics with Sir Alexander Fleming. Oh, did I say Ian Fleming? Was that 007? Did I say Ian Fleming? Alexander Fleming. So we discovered penicillin back in 1928, right? By accident. And how we've been using our antibiotics has been, basically, I don't really see how we could have done it differently. Penicillin saved so many of our servicemen's lives in World War II. But antibiotics didn't come out until the 20s, 30s, and weren't really used widespread until the 40s. So what did we do before then? Well, during the Roman Empires and the Middle Ages, we used silver. Silver was used as a healing agent. During the Civil War, we used silver nitrate to cure gonorrhea. Remember? For those of you that watched Pawn Stars, I had brought in that Civil War syringe, and it was silver nitrate that we stuck in men's penises to cure them of the gonorrhea. We later replaced silver nitrate with colloidal silver. And in 2013, researchers at Boston University discovered why silver was so antibacterial. Apparently, its properties interfered with the cell metabolism of the pathogen, and it disrupted the wall, which is exactly what antibiotics do. So silver could be used as an agent by itself, of course, in a non-toxic form. And if you have a antibiotic that this bug is resistant to, maybe the combination of it with silver could help. Silver is expensive. Not sure Obamacare plans would cover it, but it's an idea. Then, 2016, researchers from Sydney University looked at Tasmanian devil milk. Remember we talked about this? They found that the mammal milk allowed these little immunologically immature young little baby Tasmanian devils to withstand the superbug that was killing the parents. Remember there was a superbug killing Tasmanian devils? And they found that just using this mammal milk from Tasmanian devil mommies successfully killed the superbugs. It had these antimicrobial peptides called cathelcidins. And they were found to kill superbugs like MRSA and vancomycin-resistant enterococcus. Not sure what has been the latest with this mammalian milk, but that could be cool. Dyes were used. In 2008, researchers of the University College London found that if you use a laser-activated dye, it could kill a wide variety of bacteria. Kind of cool. Call it a Da Vinci meets Star Wars sort of treatment. Then they looked at red berry extract from the Brazilian pepper tree. They say the staple of Brazilian traditional medicine has treated skin lesions and wounds and leaves and bark for centuries. The fruit has been found to have an extract that can weaken superbugs like MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, so the body's defenses can fight the bacteria more successfully. Now, also heading things off at the pass is vaccination. If we could have your immune system primed and ready to go, if a bacteria does get into the system, if the bacteria does get into the system, then we don't have to rely, we don't need the antibiotic. If your immune system is ready to go before that bacteria gets into the system, you will not need the antibiotic. Look at how we have these pneumovax, these pneumonia vaccines, and we have a whole bunch of cool stuff. Now, I'm starting to question what's going on with our pneumonia vaccine issues. We're doing great jobs with boostering older people, etc. But I'm a little confused as to what happened this last flu season. We had a bad flu season. And the number one cause of death with flu was pneumonia. So if these kids, especially with kids, if these kids got their pneumonia vaccine as little babies, then why were they getting pneumonia when they had the flu and then dying from it? Now, true, there's tons of different causes of pneumonia. There are tons of different causes. But the number one cause of pneumonia is strep pneumo, streptococcal pneumonia. And so streptococcal pneumonia is what we vaccinated against. And so if that's what these kids were dying of, that's some pretty dangerous stuff, which makes us wonder if maybe the vaccination wasn't working, or maybe there's a new sort of pneumococcal pneumonia out there that we're just not able to fight with our vaccines. So what else can we do to prime the immune system? Eating healthier, not eating all the crap we do, sleeping well, avoiding our stress, exercise. Exercise is amazing to fight the immune system. Amazing. So a good buddy of mine was recently diagnosed with cancer. And I don't want to go into too much detail, okay, because I don't know if I've gotten permission to talk about it. But what was very fascinating about his cancer case is he had symptoms that were different than cancer. He had symptoms like he had the flu. His body mounted this huge immune response. And apparently when they went in to take out his cancer, there were white cells, immune cells, right, that we usually see when there's an, you know, infection, like an abscess, completely surrounding and blocking off this cancer. And so he knew he was sick way before anybody else with this type of cancer. It was a sarcoma. Sarcoma, usually you don't have any symptoms until it starts to really press on something. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, it's all over the place. You don't have the weight loss. You don't have, you know, you don't have all the symptoms that we usually see with other types of cancer. That's the type of cancer he had. And when they went in to take it out, it was completely walled off military style with these white cells. And there's a chance his immune system saved him if these white cells prevented this cancer from spreading and alerting him that he had this cancer. Now, this guy is one of the healthiest guys I know. He exercises like crazy, takes supplements, takes vitamins. And so I want to do what he's doing. You know, people are like, well, maybe it's because he was taking all this stuff, that's how he got the cancer. I don't think so. Cancer happens to a lot of us. It happens. But I've never seen a body respond like that. Neither did a lot of the specialists. That blew our mind. Thank God. Thank God. A lot of prayer also. Now, could it still come out and come back and haunt him? Absolutely. You know, we're optimists. We are cautiously optimistic. But seeing a body's immune system get that protective of that body and alerting him to that degree is something that is something that we need to study and we need to capture in the rest of us that can unfortunately, you know, come down with cancer. Our bodies will sometimes tell us in very strange ways. I know I had a tumor on my ovary way before anybody else did. I mean, it's just my body told me. I thought I felt it. I thought I saw it. And this was something you really weren't supposed to feel or see. And thank God it wasn't ovarian cancer, but it was a type of tumor that could turn cancerous, but it didn't, thank God. But something told me. Now, I believe in God, I believe in angels, I believe, you know, so maybe it was that. But your body can send you signals. And if we could capture those signals and enhance those signals, or enhance your immune system to do what it needs to do, we may not have to rely on antibiotics to the degree that we are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.